Mystic's Almanac, Navigating Life with Science and Soul, with Judith Boyce, Banking on It. On Christmas Eve Day, my partner Jeff and I visited the local bank to open a new account. My bank of many years was closing their local branch, and I needed a bank closer to home. We spent over 90 minutes with the clerk as he entered all of our information. I asked all of the questions and spoke about 95% of the time. The clerk asked Jeff to sign two places on a paper. Jeff left to run an errand. Because the bank lobby closed early, Jeff waited out in the parking lot when he returned. After a long, grueling wait, the clerk pulled out the final papers for me to sign. "Why is there only one line for me to sign and two for Jeff?" I asked. The clerk looked up. "Because he is the primary on the account." I stared at him, incredulous. I had asked all of the questions and directed all of the paperwork. Everything he had reviewed was in my name. "No," I said, trying hard to contain my anger. "I am the primary on the account." He nodded curtly and returned to the computer. My already long wait grew longer. I stared straight ahead as he typed furiously on the computer and scrambled to bring papers from the printer. The bank had long since closed on Christmas Eve, and he was correcting mistakes based on his erroneous assumptions. I knew I was in Oklahoma, buckle of the Bible Belt, yet I was dumbfounded at the deeply held beliefs that were shaping this clerk's actions. Why were these good Christians, as they identified themselves, so certain of a man and a woman's role in a family? The deeply held patriarchal attitudes of several millennia greeted me in that deserted bank on Christmas Eve. 2 weeks later, when the checks arrived, Jeff still showed as the primary on the account. I stormed to the bank and had them reprint all four boxes of checks. The clerk promised again to correct his error. 3 weeks later, the statement arrived, with Jeff still listed as the primary. Jeff was puzzled by my distress. "Imagine," I said, "that you had grown up in a society in which every representative and every senator was a woman, at the state and federal levels, all women. The first man elected to the federal Senate, just one, was a huge deal, an amazing celebration for all men. In your lifetime, every judge, every CEO, and every banker was a woman." Jeff looked quizzical, with only the edges of understanding registering in his eyes. "And imagine you had worked really hard for many years and were able to buy property and to deposit your own money in your own bank account, and they wanted to put the account in your girlfriend's name. How would you feel about that?" I realized I was asking him to understand something so far outside his realm he could barely wrap his mind, much less his heart, around it. I knew I was asking him to embrace a view that was as foreign to him as being a person of color or of a different sexual orientation was to me. He couldn't fully understand because he had not lived it. Globally, women own 15% of all property. In developing countries, that percentage falls below 2%. Women own less than 1% of the land on this earth. In the United States, women still earn 77 cents for every dollar earned by a man. In developing countries, women earn 73 cents on the dollar. Of the top 100 companies listed in the London Stock Exchange, only 10% of the directors are women. In Japan, women account for less than 1% of the directors on corporate boards. Of the top 10 Asian companies, only one woman sits on an executive board. These figures come from the United Nations Global Compact and UNIFEM. I could quietly make excuses for the bank about why my name appears under my partner's. I have never lived under a man. I've never lived under anyone. I'm interested in standing beside people, not above or below them. I'm interested in standing up to declare myself a woman capable of supporting her family, a woman able to pay her bills, a woman who proudly owns the rights to the land she stands on. Someday, we will stand as true partners, men and women, neither above nor below, but side by side. I'm banking on it.
Judith Boyce is a naturopathic physician, acupuncturist, and award-winning author. She lives in Tulsa, Oklahoma.